If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I don't normally start the broadcast with a news item dealing with InfoWars, but when it affects everybody, I do. So I want to clear up a big controversy that was trending on the top of X last night and this morning. A month ago, and I'll show you the article, Zelensky came out and said, Ukraine, if it's not given membership in NATO soon, will have nuclear weapons, and they said we can build our own nuclear weapons. Now, NATO is in full control of Ukraine and has been threatened. Backing them becoming a nuclear power in the last few months, and I'll show you those articles, if they're not given membership. So they're saying to Russia, give Ukraine NATO membership, you know, get out of the way of that, or we're going to give them nuclear weapons, an even bigger threat on your border. So there's those different stories there. Then I reported Friday and Saturday and Sunday on Bild, the most respected publication in Germany, with the headline, Ukraine could have nuclear weapons within weeks. They talked to diplomats that said, yeah, the word is NATO is going to wink, wink, go along with Ukraine having nuclear weapons. They've had nuclear weapons before when it was part of Russia. And then after that, Russia removed them. Putin's now moved nuclear weapons into Belarus, north of Ukraine, and given them to them. So there's a bunch of tit-for-tat proliferation going on. And when you study what's going on, that's what's happening. Now, obviously, NATO blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. The U.S. did it directly. They then spun it and said, no, Russia did it. And they went, oh, okay, actually six guys in a sailboat did it from Ukraine. So they're using Ukraine as plausible deniability as a proxy army or a hybrid war. Okay, that's just classic military action. And it's been a proxy war really for 13 years, but Russia officially made it one 2.5 years ago. So the point is, I covered that yesterday in a larger constellation of the Israel documents leaking last week. They're planning to strike Iran proper, a major escalation, insane escalation before the election. We're now 13, 14 days out. Xi Jinping responded Saturday by saying, we're prepared for total war and total military go to the highest alert to prepare for imminent war and for potentially invading Taiwan with big drills going on. So that's the issue here is, the escalation that's happening all over the world, that's how world wars start. North Korea says it may declare war any day, blew up a bunch of its bridges and railways into South Korea last week, as you know. So I was reporting on all of these developments, and people saw the headline, Ukraine may get nuclear weapons. And they went, well, where's the proof? And then they went and found Zelensky a month ago saying, I want nuclear weapons and we'll have nuclear weapons. And if you don't let us into NATO, we'll get nuclear weapons. And then NATO has made similar statements. Well, fine, if you don't let them into NATO, if you try to stand in the way, we'll just give nuclear weapons. And Russia's already given nuclear weapons to Belarus. So this is getting out of control very, very quickly. So that's what I'm reporting on. And instead of debating whether this is being discussed or not, look at the evidence and then pull back and ask yourself where all this is going. Now, South Korea is asking for nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia says it'll soon have nuclear weapons. Word is they had them a decade ago. Iran's had nuclear weapons for a long time. They told you in 2001 that, oh, they were 2 weeks away. In 2002, 2 weeks away. 2003, 2 weeks away. 2000, you know, every year since then, now we're hearing every day, 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away, 2 weeks away. I've been told by my really high-level sources that Iran has had the stuff for atomic bombs for 20 years. And now Iran came out and said, if Israel strikes us, they may change their nuclear doctrine and go ahead and build atomic bombs, which they say they can build within weeks. The point is they've got it all ready. They can put it together. And if you don't think they haven't already put it together, well, you're a fool. Israel denies they have nuclear weapons. They've had them since the early 60s. So let me just go over these headlines right here. Elon Musk asked last night about my show under the live feed. NATO plans to give combining Ukraine, uranium, and Iran, Iran plans to give Ukraine nuclear weapons. Is this accurate? Well, if NATO is running the Ukraine operation, which is now admitted, and I told you years ago, then by extension, that's NATO. That's how my brain works. You see, I actually make determinations myself. So the thing I said that is new from everybody else is that that's NATO if that happens. And then I've got articles from NATO 6 months ago, 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago, I'll show you, saying if you don't, again, let Ukraine in, or if Ukraine doesn't come into NATO and we can't protect them, well, then they're going to have nuclear weapons. So they have plausible deniability about escalating, but again, it's not very plausible because Ukraine is run by the West. So there's that. So I'm responding. So NATO ascension or nuclear weapons, that's a previous Build article. That's NATO saying, and Ukraine saying, we're going to enter NATO or we're going to get nuclear weapons. And then we can show you the big headline I'm talking about. We'll put back on screen the headline in English translated, Ukraine to have nuclear weapons in weeks. Ukraine claims it could have nuclear weapons within weeks. Ukraine pushes back on weapons of mass destruction report. That was 3 days ago. Says, well, you know, they don't have it or they're not close to having it. Okay, the point is we're reporting they said that. Here is Zelensky. Ukraine will seek nuclear weapons if it cannot join NATO. That's the article people pointed at instead of the Build one and said, I was talking about that. No, I'm talking about the other article in Build. First Ukraine nuke ready in weeks, Build says. Okay. German news publication claims Ukraine can have nuclear weapons within weeks. Here's our article, link to Build. Germany and UK to sign a historic defense pact. Zelensky walks back earlier comments on Ukraine's possible plan to obtain nuclear weapons. That happened Friday. So I'm just pointing out that this is all going on and escalating. China, who's allied with Russia and Iran, saying, okay, well, it looks like we're allied with Russia and Iran, and if they're about to get directly attacked, which Keir Starmer of the UK and O'Biden of the U.S. said 5 weeks ago, the Storm Shadow missiles, that is escalating towards open world war, which Xi Jinping said Saturday. So the point of my talking about this is not even to make the Build report central about NATO officials and high-level EU diplomats saying, no, the word is they're going to go ahead and have it in weeks. Whether that's true or not, the point is China is taking that and Iran is taking that and Russia is taking that as a major escalation or saying they're prepared for total war. And Putin said if they see any signs Ukraine has nuclear weapons, they're going to potentially use nuclear weapons, just like he said 5 weeks ago in response to Joe Biden meeting with Keir Starmer at the White House and saying, okay, we'll go ahead and authorize the use of storm shadows inside Russia. That's the story, is the escalation on every front. Zelensky calls for nukes, then denies plan, but Hungary believes he still will trigger World War III. Here's Putin. Zelensky's nuclear arms comments, dangerous provocation. Putin, AFP. Zelensky rose back after atomic statement. He made that statement. Zelensky, the Budapest Memorandum and the Ukrainian atomic bomb. Ukraine nuclear weapons, the security assurances at a glance. Ukraine could rebuild nuclear arsenal after Clinton Obama disarmed it. So there's your answer. And the exact answer is no one knows because of the fog of war. Putin says, this is Reuters, Putin says Russia won't let Ukraine obtain nuclear weapons. That's the whole point, is that this brinksmanship is going on. Okay, let me show you the other articles I mentioned. Because when I talked about this Saturday and Sunday and Friday, I noticed a lot of commenters and stories about it. Alex Jones claims with no evidence Israel is going to attack Iran. It's all over the news. The leaked Pentagon documents at the White House confirmed Saturday are accurate that Israel has said they're looking to strike Iran inside their country sometime before the election. Here's the headline. Leaked documents show U.S. intelligence on Israel's plans to attack Iran, sources say. CNN. Read the article. It says before the election. Iran warns U.S. over Israeli strike. RT. Iran, weakened by attacks on its allies, braces for Israeli strikes. Washington Post. Has Iran just tested a nuclear weapon with a 4.6 on the Richter scale? U.S. government leaked Israeli strike plans on Iran. Netanyahu promises retaliation following assassination attempt with a drone at his house by Hezbollah. So my point is, this stuff is off to the races. Then we get this. Chinese President Xi Jinping orders military to prepare for war, imminent war. Threatens to invade Taiwan. Xi Jinping asks troops to prepare for war as battle drills intensify around Taiwan. Xi Jinping orders Chinese troops to boost war preparedness. China Xi calls for troops to boost war preparedness. North Korea threatens to declare war. China slams illegal U.S. sanctions. South Korea needs nukes. The government asked. There's two different types of nuclear powers. Those that have them and admit it, and those that don't, like Israel. South Korea's got nukes. South Africa had nukes. Saudi Arabia's got it, Iran. Navy prepares for China conflict with newly announced strategy. Fox News. How prepared is Taiwan for a war with China? Al Jazeera. China ends war games around Taiwan, but leaves door open for more. Reuters.